Up North News with Pat Kreitlow is a product of Courier Newsroom and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Real information, good conversation, unabashedly Wisconsin. You're listening to Up North News.
This is, I hear you knocking. This is good for the search warrant at Mar-a-Lago. Unfortunately, you know, one song isn't going to cut it. They do get to come in after a knock. They get to seize a lot of records that Donald Trump was not supposed to have at Mar-a-Lago. Welcome back to Up North News. I'm Pat Kreitlow. It is a Monday morning. Brewers lost 2 of 3 against the Cardinals and now have a 4-game series at home against the LA Dodgers starting tonight. Maybe not everybody knows that I ran for Congress in 2012 and lost to Sean Duffy. And ever since that time, when the now former congressman, you know, appears on my screen for something that he said, I usually keep teed up a classic Saturday Night Live line from John Lovitz from 1988, when he was portraying Michael Dukakis and Dana Carvey was portraying George H.W. Bush. And after George H.W. Bush's character goes on and on about 1,000 points of light, the debate turns back to John Lovitz as Michael Dukakis. And he just looks at the camera and says, "I can't believe I'm losing to this guy." And that's something I keep queued up a lot and had to pull it out again this weekend when the former Congressman Sean Duffy was on Fox News. And his point about, about Donald Trump, do you actually have that, Luke?
I'm pretty speedy, Pat. So yeah, I got it.
Well, look at that. Okay. Well, let's listen to what the former member of Congress had to say about why, Donald Trump didn't do anything wrong bringing boxes of classified documents to Mar-a-Lago.
That you believe that justice is blind. No right. matter when there's a violation of the law, when anyone is attacked, whether they're a Republican or a Democrat, I stand up and say that's inappropriate. But when you exclude the justices of the court, but defend the DOJ, then we go, okay, no, there are two standards of justice. You can attack the Supreme Court justices. You can protest outside their homes, but don't say anything about the Department of Justice. Can I make one other point, Martha? I think it's interesting. Do you ever think that Donald Trump was packing boxes out of the White House to move them to Mar-a-Lago? Do you think that he went through the boxes in Mar-a-Lago? Do you think he knows what he had in those boxes? I don't think he did. And so to come after Donald Trump criminally, I think it's going to be very challenging for the Department of Justice, because I don't think he packed them. I don't think he knew what was in them. There was a negotiation about those boxes, but Donald Trump didn't look through them. Donald Trump didn't pack them. And so criminally, I don't think there's going to be any liability here, or very challenging for the Department of Justice, unless he had top secret information in his desk drawer at Mar-a-Lago and they found that, maybe, but more than likely it's in boxes down in some locker room in Mar-a-Lago and it'll go nowhere.
They better have a lot, as I've been saying, because otherwise they've undercut their own credibility, and they've also probably helped the former president to galvanize even more support based on all of this. So I want to ask you about this as well. Another big.
All right. This is where, again, you come out of a bite like that, and it's just, it's a three. You wish you always had handy the meme of, is it Nathan Fillion, the actor? Just, he doesn't know what to say. He just, with his fingers and his jaws open, and just, there's just nothing comes out because you don't know what to say after something like that. Donald Trump did not personally pack the boxes, so he couldn't have known what was in the boxes. So Sean Duffy is doing one of two things. He's either calling Trump dumb because he somehow lets, other people take away boxes of classified documents and just put them in his house without him knowing, or the former congressman is telling on himself. Because essentially he's saying, who reads all that important stuff? Am I right? I mean, come on. I didn't read any of those things. I had people for that.
He's a busy man. He's not expected to read all of what's in the boxes that he took out of the White House to Mar-a-Lago. Come on.
No, those logs aren't going to roll themselves, And then to say that the only way Trump would be guilty is if he had top secret info in his desk drawer. And then he says, maybe if he had classified, you would think a member of Congress would not only know about the levels of classified information, why it's classified, what makes it important, and then again, would have enough respect and reverence for the men and women in our intelligence community and otherwise in service to the government, that you don't treat these things like cocktail napkins, you know, and that you can just throw them in a box and say, well, you know, I'll go through these later. That is not what this is at all. And again, we still don't know. And also, by the way, we're not supposed to know. There's, you know, there's like nuclear secrets and things in there. And so if Trump wants to be cavalier about this, and some of his allies have said, well, he declassifies, you know, things, and, you know, because presidents can do that, they can deem something declassified. Well, if you can deem it declassified, it also means, you know, you or I could do a public records, you know, freedom of information request, and we could see the contents of this. So we need to stop tolerating people making excuses for what appears to be something so egregious of taking documents, and apparently taking documents just from meetings, because who's going to say no to the president of the United States when he says, hey, can I take this? And he takes it back to the residence. You know, documents that are only supposed to be seen in the most secure locations. And now, I grant you, everything after this is speculative, but Jared Kushner, his son-in-law, you know, that $2 billion that his equity fund got from the Saudis, again, we still don't know that it was out of the goodness of their heart. We don't know what was in those documents. And so let's not jump to conclusions, but let's not make excuses either until we find out what it is that should not have been taken to Florida. We'll be back after this. You're up north.